tomorrow night on Impact. It's airing here in Canada on the Fight Network and in the United States on Pop TV, 8 p.m. Thursday night. It is total nonstop deletion.
The most extraordinary event ever known to mankind.
That's tomorrow night on the Fight Network and Pop TV. And guess what? We've got a special guest right now, Brother Matt himself, Matt Hardy. Welcome into the main event.
Yeah. Hello, everyone. How everyone doing on this lovely evening in Canada today? Yeah.
It's afternoon, but we're doing great. How are you, brother?
Oh, yes. It is an eve everywhere we are. Yeah.
Great to have you on. Total nonstop deletion tomorrow night. What can we expect from this spectacle?
Oh, it will be a spectacle indeed. It will be 2 hours of the most fun, entertaining, unorthodox, and unpredictable wrestling that you have ever witnessed. There will be amazing matchups such as Apocalypto, where myself and Rico Nero must prove to the seven deities we are the greatest tag team in all of space and all of time, because if we do not fulfill this request, this mandate, then our home, our property, the sacred land of deletion, will be destroyed. So yes, it is a very, very important duty we have tomorrow night. And I have invited every tag team from across the industry, the Bucks of Youth, the current ROH tag team champions, the Day of New, Nick Mahan's champions, the Wyatts. I have invited everyone. I want all tag teams to come. It is the only way we can truly prove we are the greatest tag team in all of space and all of time. And that is only the main event. We also have a match for the title of the world. We will have Eddie Edwards, the champion, defending against who I have deemed the number one contender, and that is Bobby Lashley, the Destroyer. That will happen here in the Dome of Deletion. My son, King Maxwell, will be making his in-ring debut. Yes, at 17 months old, he will be making his TV in-ring Impact debut. Also, I am going to have a match with one of my brother Nero's alter identities. Each week is going to make an appearance and have a small fight tomorrow. And also, I'm going to be featuring a knockouts match. And that is only the tip of the iceberg. There's going to be surprises. There's going to be cameos. People are going to be blown away tomorrow with all the surprises and all the excitement that is involved in total nonstop deletion. Yeah.
Who will leave as the greatest team in all of space and time? Hashtag Apocalypso. One of the teams that have been confirmed to be appearing is the Rock and Roll Express, Ricky Morton and Robert Gibson. How are those guys doing? Aren't they like 60 years old?
Yes, the Express that rocks and rolls. Yes. Of course, yes, the vessels have aged a little bit, but they both have very, very vital souls. Yes. They are very healthy. They are very intense, and they will be here, and they will be in action. I think people are going to be very surprised at their performance.
Which other tag teams have confirmed their appearances?
The other tag teams that have confirmed, especially from Impact Wrestling, that will not just show up necessarily as a surprise, will be Decay, Abyss, and Crazy Steve. They are going to appear. You are going to have the Helms Dynasty, which is Andrew Everett and Trevor Lee. They are going to appear. You're going to have that terrible team of the DCC, which is James Storm, Braun and Eddie Kingston. They are going to appear, and then they are going to be many surprises. The Rock and Roll Express obviously is confirmed as well, and then all the other teams are going to be surprise entrants. Yes,
you mentioned the Young Bucks. You made a surprise appearance at Ring of Honor. How did that come about? And does that mean that Nick and Matt Jackson might possibly appear at the Apocalypse?
Of course, yes. I know that it is their wish to, and if they can have the testicular fortitude to appear, they certainly will. It happened and transpired because I had Vanguard 1 hacked into the ROH screen, and I went on and I challenged them. Many people, many fans across the world feel that the Bucks of Youth are now currently the most exciting and the greatest tag team that there is in the business. So obviously myself and Brother Nero, we must defeat them to prove we are the greatest tag team in all space and all time. And if by chance they do not show up at Total Nonstop Deletion, although I have a feeling that there's a very good chance they will. If they do not show up, then that means we will have to seek them out. And if we have to go to the honorable ring, ROH, to prove we are the greatest tag team in space and time by beating their little spot monkey us, then we certainly will.
You also issued a challenge to the Wyatt family, and Bray Wyatt responded on Twitter. Did you expect a response from him?
Oh, I am glad. I wish they would all respond. So many people at Mick Mahan show are puppets, and they are afraid of the man, of Mick Mahan himself. Yes, you cannot be afraid of him. He is nothing more than another mortal vessel, you know. Yes, they responded, and I'm very glad they did. You know, I still have quite the issue with them, because we had the final deletion, and then about a week later, they had some sort of fight that emulated it from the Wyatt compound. So, yes, at some point, House Hardy will come back, and we will go to battle with the family that is Wyatt. It is destined to happen. We are on a collision course with these men.
Often imitated, never duplicated. Brother Matt Hardy on the phone here on Main Event Radio. I'm your host, Ryan Ryder. You've had a couple of these spectacle matches with Decay, the Deleter Decay, the Great War at Bound for Glory. What was it like working with Decay, especially the Monster Abyss?
Oh, they're all demons. You know, they are very demonic demons, and they are full of darkness. You know, for me, I had to enlighten them, because I am one of the light. The seven deities have sent me on a mission, not just to help TNA and Impact Wrestling survive and thrive, but to make it great, to help it realize its fullest potential. And when I work with these men, Decay, they are very talented individuals, but they committed blasphemy. They attempted Rosemary. She attempted to abduct my son, King Maxwell, the sole heir to the Holy Throne. And because of that event, I had to delete them. And if you notice, after the Great War, whenever we defeated them for the World Tag Team titles, Decay has never been the same. They have not been as dominant on television as they once were, because I took part of their essence. I took part of their soul, their spirit, their aura from them. I had deleted them. I had rendered them obsolete. And now they are trying to find back. They want to come here to the Hardy compound again, and they want to try and take back their essence or their aura, the things I took from them, because now they do not feel the same as they used to before. But they will once again fail in their attempt to regain it.
King Maxwell Hardy, 17 months old. Will he be the youngest wrestler to ever perform on national television?
I would have to say he's going to certainly be the youngest wrestler ever to have a TV in-ring debut on television, on global television. So it is very, very exciting. I am still sifting through opponents, possible opponents. I know Disco Inferno, he has flown into North Carolina. He is here. He is going to be present for Total Nonstop Deletion. He may be my first pick to actually put into the ring against King Maxwell.
All right, so Disco Inferno, Glenn Gilberti versus Maxwell. Is that the match?
It is not confirmed yet. Right now he is the top prospect, although there are several other people I am looking at, yes. I want to give him a match that is going to be a strong competitive match, but also an opponent that matches his caliber, you know, because obviously this is his first match. His wrestling career is in its infancy, so I want him to have an opponent of equal ability and equal opportunity.
Any other special guests that you can tell us about right now?
Well, that is one of the things. There are some of the special guests that have already flown and have been here, and I cannot divulge that information at this time because that would take away from the surprise element. But there will be three or four times where, you know, the wrestling viewer is going to go, oh my goodness, oh my seven deities, I never saw that coming. And that is what I am looking to do. My broken universe wants to make professional wrestling unpredictable once again.
Eddie Edwards is defending the TNA World Heavyweight Championship against Bobby Lashley. What's the stipulation for that match?
It is just a straight-up classic world title match. They will be within the Dome of Deletion. And basically, the Dome of Deletion is the building out behind my house. It is 6,000 square feet. I have it renovated into a completely unbelievably wonderful and delightful Dome of Deletion. There's a huge curtain that looks like my face and an entrance where people come through my mouth. It will be utterly tantalizing. And their match will be in that building in front of a limited amount of fans. Everyone is here at their own risk because, as I said, if myself and Brother Nero, if we do not prove we are the greatest tag team in all space and all time, there will be an apocalyptic type event. That is why the match is called Apocalypto. You know, they will destroy the sacred land of Deletion. They have actually closed off all of our land and all of the property around Cameron, North Carolina, for fear of some sort of natural disaster happening here.
Oh, my God. What will happen if you guys do not win this?
Obviously, our land will be destroyed, as I just said.
Oh, no. Your contracts are coming up in February. Any plans at this point in time for post-February?
I do not know where I will be. post-heavyweight at this point. Right now, my mission and what I would like to do is try and help Impact Wrestling grow into the true brand it can be and reach its absolute potential. But if that is not happening, yes, everybody that Nick Mahan obviously wants to get his hands on my broken brilliance. He loves it. He covets it. But I am not one to be a puppet, so I do not know if that relationship would work, because everywhere I go, my broken universe is going to go now. In a perfect world, if I can come to terms with Impact Wrestling and we can agree on everything we need to do, I will stay there and I will continue to try and give back, and I will continue to press on with my mission of allowing it to reach its true potential that it absolutely has. And if not, I do not know. Maybe I will just come home and manage House Hardy in its own and in its entirety.
Is a return to Mick Mahan land something that would interest you or your brother?
Well, that is what I was just saying before. Like, you know, obviously Mick Mahan has this huge monopoly. He has this huge corporation that is really entrenched everywhere in the globe. And of course, yes, it's a great platform to be on. But I am not going to be a puppet. I am not going to be a yes man. I am not going to go and take directions, because my broken brilliance is very unorthodox. I do what I want to do. And I don't know if that would work well with Mick Mahan.
Another thing is that the schedule there can be quite brutal. Do you think you'd be able to handle that at this point in your career?
I am not doing that schedule at this time. Obviously, I have young King Maxwell, and I have to take care of him. So, yes, scheduling is obviously an issue.
I'm looking at your Twitter page, at Matt Hardy Brand. Back in October, you wrote, "I am interested in purchasing at Impact Wrestling if the owners will sell it to me. I would inject my hashtag broken brilliance into every iota of it." Is that something that was on your mind to possibly be the purchaser of the company?
Yes, and do not be fooled. There may be my money that has gone into Impact Wrestling going forward. There will be many, many changes, you will see many differences going into 2017 for Impact Wrestling. And yes, obviously, if I have a piece of the pie where I can inject my broken brilliance into it, yes, I obviously still want to. Yes, I see potential.
You also said that your first move would be to delete the obsolete TNA acronym. Is that still your train of thought, that you think the TNA brand is holding it back from reaching its full potential?
Absolutely, yes. The name TNA just has a negative connotation in many ways, and it is an obsolete name that needs to be deleted, and we need to bridge into something else. I am 100% fully in belief of that.
We've seen many reshufflings and redirection for TNA Impact Wrestling in the past. What will be different and more effective in 2017 as compared to past reboots?
In 2017, you are going to see, and everyone is going to witness, the change is real. There are going to be things that are actually true changes that are easy to see from a surface level. And that is pretty much all I can say about it at this time.
Matt Hardy on the line, had a career year, becoming world champion, an unexpected great run with the championship. And at this point in your career, Matt, you could have ran on nostalgia, but instead, 2016 was a career renaissance and a highlight for you and your brother, Jeff. And looking back on the past 12 months or so, what have been your favorite points of this time period in your career?
Well, I mean, obviously, when I look at my highlights of 2016, obviously winning the title of the world was one. It was an illustrious moment for me. And then once I became broken and my broken condition manifested, I mean, obviously from that point on, it was great, because it has elevated me. It has made me more than I ever was in the past. You know, the final deletion, which became a viral sensation and such a trendsetter, on to delete or decay. We are changing the way the professional wrestling industry operates. And all of those things have been very magnificent mechanisms that have added into the broken universe, but none will be more great than total nonstop deletion and Apocalypto that happens tomorrow night. Apocalypto, I make a very bold statement. It is going to consume probably the last 50 minutes of total nonstop deletion, the second half of the show. It will be the most entertaining, fun wrestling match that most people have ever seen in their entire life.
Apocalypto, tomorrow night on TNA Impact. It's going to be 8 p.m. on Pop TV and the Fight Network here in Canada. Matt, just a couple more questions. I just want to know, how much longer do you see yourself competing in the ring?
I will follow the 70-80s. Whatever they allow my vessel to do, I will do. But right now, my goal is to help Impact Wrestling get back to where it needs to be and reach its full potential. And I am almost just like a representative at this point, you know, and my broken brilliance and my broken universe is trying to inject an identity into Impact Wrestling, and that is my goal. So I will basically wrestle as long as the seven deities tell me to and my vessel withholds.
Okay, and then I guess once your wrestling career ends, do you have goals to be an agent role in management?
I do not know. I do not think that far into the future as far as that goes. Right now, I live in the moment. I am present in the moment. And right now, my goal is to help Impact Wrestling out. My goal is to be the best father possible to King Maxwell, continue to build House Hardy and the Hardy Empire. And then once that day eventually comes, then I will make those decisions. I'm sure being someone like me that is very generous and very loving of the professional wrestling industry because I am now in the vessel of Matt Hardy. Yes, of course. I'm sure I will want to have something, a backstage job or some sort of way I can contribute without doing something physical.
Tag Team Apocalypto, Broken Matt, Brother Nero, open any tag team in space and time. Total Nonstop Deletion. Matt Hardy, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon on Main Event Radio.
Yes, Main Event Radio, you are all very loyal, brave, courageous soldiers in the Great War. Thank you for having me. And I am very excited for everyone to witness Apocalypto across the United States on Pop TV, across Canada, on the Fight Network, and across the world. It will be a viral sensation, I promise you. It will be the greatest wrestling match of your lifetime.
Total Nonstop Deletion.
I